Hey everyone, Latina Barbie here. Why did I start this podcast? Because I'm too lazy to write a book. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Hey everyone, Latina Barbie here. We are in May now, which means if you've been following me, I just turned 50 a couple of weeks ago. In fact, I pretty much just finished celebrating for the whole entire month of April. Let's talk about the good things about my birthday. No, I'm just going to cut right to the chase. So I came home. I was in Italy for 2 full weeks with my husband, celebrating not only my birthday, but his birthday, and got to see a lot of his family. They all live in Florence and had the best time. I'm sure I'll get into more details as this episode goes. But I just want to like come clean and just tell the world that I gained 10 pounds. Oh yeah. Now, truth be told, I don't know if I gained the full 10 pounds while I was in Italy or the full month of April. I'm thinking the full month of April because I think I did something almost every single night in the month of April. So 10 glorious pounds. Was it worth it? Abso-frickin-lutely. I had the best birthday. I can't even begin to start with just being grateful that I made it up to my 50th birthday. I mean, not that I had any reasons why I wouldn't, but you know, God has other plans. So thank you, Lord. And just realizing that I went from not wanting to really do anything for my birthday to really doing very intentional, meaningful things for me for my whole entire month of April. Like really, I didn't want to have a party. I had the best 49th birthday party. Thank you, Heidi. And just a lot of my friends were like, hey, what are we going to do for yourself, you know, to celebrate here and there? And so one thing led to another, and it just went from happy hours to dancing to a beautiful, to going to see Lauren Daigle in concert on my actual birthday. And then the best dinner party a bestie could have thrown. Thank you, Dee, at Cafe Luna. If you live in San Diego, I highly recommend this restaurant. It is amazing. So, and then that Saturday took off to Italy. And I have to tell you guys, it was the most beautiful, fun 2 weeks. I will say that despite the weather, because it was very cloudy and rainy a couple of the days, especially when we were in Venice and 2 days in Florence. But my biggest thing about going to Italy was, yes, Italy is absolutely beautiful, but it was really to spend time with my husband's family in Florence. And we did. We had dinners at 10 o'clock at night. We went to see these little beautiful medieval towns in Tuscany. We made pasta. We took a 5.5, I'm not even joking, you guys, 5.5 hour wine tasting class. But truth be told, the first 2 hours was actually a class, like a theory class on winemaking. So I was like, wow, I didn't even know. I just drink this stuff, right? So then we did 2 food tours, one in Venice, one in Florence, and ate and drank. I mean, you guys, my husband doesn't even drink, and he drank red wine every single day. We drank red wine every single day. I'm pretty sure 8 of those 10 pounds was the pasta and bread, all the carbs a girl can ever dream of. I would think maybe 4 pounds on each of my hips. No lie. But I will say that I'm already down. Please don't ask me how I do it, but I'm already down 7 pounds. So technically I've only gained 4 pounds in April. And I have to drop these 4 pounds by the end of Saturday. Well, by the end of Friday, because I have Weight Watchers on Saturday morning and it's the new month and I have to be 2 pounds within my goal. So I'm looking okay right now. So I just wanted to come on here because I also feel like I've just got so much more of like, I guess a new perspective on being 50. One of my great, great friends, Heidi, told me, Elsa, Latina Barbie. Okay, she said Elsa. something happens to you when you turn 50. And I talked to you guys about this a couple episodes ago. And it's true. It's like, I want to purge everything in my house. I want to set new intentional living, like a living, like, is the word living right? More like a new lifestyle to me where, let's just start with my earrings. I know I'm random right now because I have like a throw up of all this information for you. So I have so many different earrings. And at one point when I had longer hair, I loved wearing a bunch of cool, different big earrings. Well, I now have a collection of probably 100 pair of earrings. And believe me, if you're anything like me, they're probably not all paired up correctly. So I just went on Amazon. I bought a big jewelry box. And my goal for today is to get all my earrings in order. My goal going forward with earrings, jewelry, or any type of stuff is if I'm going to buy a new pair, I'm going to throw away or donate a pair. I don't need a lot of things. And maybe this is something that I found while I was living in Italy. Well, I say living in Italy because my husband's eldest cousin, Roberta, who I absolutely adore, she actually put us up in Florence from like Wednesday to the following Friday in this beautiful apartment. And when you look at the space that we had, it was amazingly decorated, but it literally only had what we needed. It had a bathroom, a sink, well, I should say a kitchen, a cool kitchen, a table with four chairs, and a bed. We walked everywhere. We realized, my husband and I were actually talking about this, we realized just how little we really need. And that just got me thinking, like other than work things and maybe some personal mementos, everything that I needed for a 2-week trip was in one carry-on luggage. So was his. So that just got us thinking like, we need to kind of maybe shift where we spend our energy on. And that was the other thing is when you're in Italy, you're walking everywhere. You don't need a car, especially like in Venice. It was so weird to go to from Venice to Florence because in Venice, there are no cars. And then you go to Florence and you remember to not walk on the streets. A lot of smokers, I will say that. Nothing against smokers. I'm fine with the cigarette smoke, but it's just a lot. And you just walk everywhere. They don't even need cars. Even in Florence, well, obviously we didn't have a car, but we walked everywhere. If you wanted to go to the next town, you hopped on the train. You walked to the train station first. But granted, I know, you know all, I live in San Diego, so it's not like we could just walk to the Amtrak. Anyways, so really, really purging on things. I'm going to repurge my clothes. I'm now starting to do this every couple of months. I totally fell in love with Italian fashion. And let me just touch on fashion. So if for all of you who actually know me, you know I am not the fashionista ever, actually. And that got me thinking in my closet, like you really only need a few basics. And that's what I did. I only brought a few basics with me. And unless I see my friends and family every single day, no one's going to know that I've had certain outfits for a long time if I just recycle them. So that's another thing is I'm going to clean out my closet. The other thing also is I really, really need to get some muscle on this body. Look, I'm not going to shame myself, but I will say that I don't want to be one of those quote-unquote statistics that say, oh, when you hit 50 or menopause that you start putting weight on right away, because I'm kind of perimenopausal right now and I haven't put any weight on. I put weight on intentionally. So, oh, there was something I was going to say that I thought that was so clever. It was like, yes, I put on 10 pounds in the whole month of April. I'm already down 7 pounds. Don't ask me how to do it because I've done it very quickly. However, I didn't put on those 10 pounds very quickly either. So whatever that meant, but I thought it was kind of cute that what I thought of. I'm still going to take care of my health as far as taking proper supplements. And I did drink coffee. Remember, if I gave up caffeine for Lent and I never went back to coffee at all. That's what I should say. I gave up coffee. And in Italy, you can't not go and have a shot of espresso two or three times a day. That's just what their culture is. You stand there, you drink an espresso. By the way, if you ever travel to Italy, do not ask for cafe Americano. They will look at you with really bad eyes. So always ask for the espresso. Oh, and no latte, which is milk. So anyways, I was just super happy to be there, super happy to come home. But then the thing about vacations is, you know, you come home and you reflect and you're like, wow, were we really gone for 2 full weeks? 2 weeks is a long time, but it was wonderful. I mean, if you follow me on Instagram, go to my highlights under Italy, all my pictures are posted there. I think I just wanted to post every day only because I wanted to share my experiences with everybody. And I think I did like every day. Okay, moving forward. Now I'm 50. What happens? I mean, do I start adulting now? Well, I mean, I have to make a couple calls to, you know, getting our new carpets in, painting the house, getting ceiling fans. So is that adulting? I don't know. I'm feeling a little like that I need to get stuff done, you know? I'm not getting any younger. I'm only getting older, as all of us are. However, I want to be more intentional with my time, my minutes. I know that doesn't that sound kind of bad? Like it's an hourglass, right? Like, oh, I only have a certain amount of time left. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I need to be more productive. I'm trying really hard to stay off of social media. Well, for some social media, I'm trying really hard to spend a dollar where I need to spend a dollar. Meaning I have a really, really bad habit of just scrolling through Amazon I had a really bad habit of going on Instagram and being a sucker for, you know, learn here, swipe here, more info here, order here. Those links get me every time and then I end up with a bunch of shit at my house. Again, I'm really trying to be intentional with our dollars. I think what I learned also from these past couple of weeks was just I don't need a lot, so I don't think I need to spend a lot. I was talking to my husband, and we really want to kind of pivot a little bit with, instead of going out to eat all the time for shitty food, because we just had amazing food the past couple of weeks, and we didn't pay as much as we thought we were going to, because it's not that expensive there, to really be intentional about what and where we eat, and make it more of a special occasion, and feeding our bodies here at the house, instead of just going out to eat because it's just the easiest, fastest thing to do. So we're doing that. Yeah, I mean, I have a couple of trips coming up for work, which I'm really excited about because I love traveling for work. I just like traveling. And I feel like I'm ready to get back into the groove of things. Oh, and here's the other thing. I bought a let's see, what is this called? I had one several years ago. It's called the High Performance Planner. Now, I know we're already in May, so in true Latina fashion, I got a discount. But the good thing about it is I guess I'm going to use this as a fiscal instead of calendar year. I'll be using this for fiscal year. I'm going to start writing every day what I want to accomplish for the day. Look, I'm not going to go crazy. And believe me, I'm always going to give myself grace. I guess my new motto is be intentional for my new fiscal year. Before it was lean in. It was, lean in was the biggest one for me. Okay, now I'm rambling. I know I just wanted to get this off my chest. I have a lot of things to do. My husband always says, why do you have to get them all done in one night? I said, because I can't put my head on the pillow properly knowing that 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be thinking of all the things I have to still do. So I figure I'll just start tackling my list today. That's the other thing I'm going to try doing is really trying to make lists. I'm also going to try to increase my skill set. So get this, because I was a graduate of Western Governors University while I was out of town, I got an email saying that I get LinkedIn Learning for free because I'm an alumni. I paid for it 1 year. Well, work paid for it 1 year. And there's classes that I should take. Like there's more things of skills that I want to increase on and I want to broaden my reach. I want to get Latina Barbie up and moving, whether that means blogging every day or something. But look, If I have one person that clicks listen, I'm okay. Even if it's just a friend, I'm okay. I want to be influential in a way where I don't try to be influential. And if you guys listened to my last episode, I did talk about like the worst thing you can say to me is, oh, just be yourself because I'm going to get paid for it. Like that's, I'm not going to do that. The other thing I wanted to talk about, I should have made a list on what I wanted to talk about. How about that? I don't know. I think I'm going to wrap it up. It's only been 15 and a half minutes, but I feel like I said a lot. I feel like I unloaded a lot. It was either record or go on to my next project here at the house. So I wanted to do this. Wish me luck Saturday morning. I've got my May weigh-in. I'm literally just a couple of months short of 4 years at Weight Watchers Lifetime. So I'll do what I need to do. And from there, talk to you guys soon. In true Latina Barbie fashion, what is my lesson for this episode? You know what? I'm going to be intentional. I unloaded a lot. I hope some of this resonated with some of you, as in getting older doesn't mean that it's just, I'm just closing another chapter. I'm open up to so many more things now, and I'm not going to be a no person unless it has to do with boundaries. I'm going to be a yes person when it comes to being productive and doing things that make me happy. I don't want to spend another minute in my life where I'm not in an unhappy situation. And I think that's the lesson. I could easily spend 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days being unhappy or in an uncomfortable situation. And moving forward, I will make every situation work for me. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'm Latina Barbie. Don't forget to subscribe and have the most wonderful day that you deserve. Mwah.